Time to say goodbye. Finally, it was time to say goodbye. That Monday morning, July 27th, Mrs. White spoke to the little church in Stockholm, and as she closed, each member greeted her with a warm handshake. The women were especially warm and friendly. But the farewells were not over yet. At Elder Madison's apartment, she found all the colporteurs and workers gathered for a last farewell. Each one said a few words of their appreciation of the meetings. They had read the books of Sister White and wanted so much to see her, and as they had listened to her testimony, they had accepted the message brought to them and had been greatly benefited and much blessed of the Lord. Her heart touched, Mrs. White responded with a short speech of her own, which Elder Madison interpreted for the workers. Finally, at the station there was one more round of good bees, and Mrs. White left Sweden for the last time. There was a brief stopover in Copenhagen the next day, during which she was entertained at E.G. Olsen's home. Here she met Carl Ottesen again, and talked to him further about his plans. The European Council and Moss had voted that O.A. Olsen should return to America as soon as possible to attend camp meetings, also the next general conference session. He planned to sail the first week in August, and Ellen White had decided to go on the same boat. She now headed for England, where she would spend the final month of her European sojourn. Her route took her to Kiel, Germany, and on to Hamburg. From there she traveled west through Germany and a portion of Holland before boarding the steamer Princess Elizabeth for the trip across the Channel. The final weeks of Mrs. White's stay in Europe were spent in Britain, as her first weeks had been 2 years earlier.